Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
On today's post-game of the Cowboys beating up the New York Jets 30-10 in Dallas, this is just a friendly, fun game recap. We definitely saw the offense show up and put their name on the map against that hard, tough New York Jets defense. And did Micah Parsons do enough to win the Kraken Player of the Game? Well, you got to listen to find out. We are 2-0, and if you are looking to follow us and instead of just listen to us, you want to watch along the show, head over to youtube.com/@CowboysCanFan or just search Cowboys Can Fan on YouTube or the Google and we will show up. We do a live stream every Dallas Cowboys game and then a post game, which is what you're going to be listening to right now. We also do a show on Wednesdays, all available on all the platforms all the time. Also, slide into our DMs on all the social medias at Cowboys Can Fan, you know, like Canadian fan, real simple. And if you like more than just the Dallas Cowboys, you're looking for some more kind of sports talk to fill your day, head over, check out the Grid Network. That's GRYD, then the word network on all the social medias and the YouTube as well. Okay, enough of me. Let's get into the podcast. Another sweet Dallas Cowboys victory, baby!
I don't know what these Sunday services are going to be like after a loss, but we don't got to worry about that tonight, baby! Crack them if you got them, son!
Crack them if you got them!
Crack them if you got them, son!
We're looking at 70 points for the Dallas Cowboys
crack
over 2 weeks.
Got him, baby.
And only 10 points against.
The only important... Oh, that's some... what is it? ASM?
Ooh.
ASRM?
ASSRM,
ASSR? The only stat to me that matters is this one. 2 wins, 0 losses in the last 3 seasons since the CanFan podcast has been in existence. This is our best, hottest start that the Cowboys have came out.
Hottest start and also most comfortable start. You know,
feels good.
Obviously, last year we lost Dak in the first game, lost the first game, won the second game, and then went on a winning streak, which
unlikely winning streak.
So, but definitely our mood is much more higher right now than it was last season, and obviously we got our number one QB in the backfield, so that's why I'm feeling so damn
good. I need
good.
To hear it. I need to hear the only soundbite that matters.
Yeah, here I go.
I need to hear the only soundbite that matters.
Come on.
How about them Cowboys?
And then another thing that we got away from on the first win, I'm bringing it back for every other win. Great, great, great-ass George W., baby. Bringing those hot, hot George W.'s.
George W.
Big George W.
We bleed blue and silver around here, man.
Guys, I got to ask you. Okay, we'll start kind of from the start here.
Yep.
Which is how you should do it. You should start from the start.
Hey, take me back to the start.
I'm going to take you back to the start. Cowboys kick the ball off. Or sorry, Cowboys get the ball.
Yep.
And what do?
Roll down, score.
March the fuck down.
A tuttle.
How many? It was like a 6 or 7 minute drive, AJ, you said.
6 minute.
6 minute drive, absolutely dominated. Dak Prescott had no incompletions. Running game was clicking. They put 7 up on the board right off the hop. The biggest matchup of this game, obviously, besides Aaron Rodgers being out, was our offense versus the New York Jets' amazing defense. That's all you heard. Dak Prescott didn't throw a touchdown last week. Dak Prescott had 143 yards. That's all you heard about, right? So what did the Cowboys do this week? They start the game off. They march down. 6 minute drive. Dak Prescott goes 5 of 5 for, I think, 40 something yards and a touchdown. Does it get better than that?
No. And all the sad part about it, because Dak Prescott is a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to hear, well, Dak Prescott almost threw that pick six to Sauce Gardner. But he didn't. He fucking didn't.
Yeah,
Sauce Gardner didn't catch it. Move on.
Move on.
Move on.
Move on.
No, a fair point, though, because it is something that we got to bring up. And Anth, you made a you noted that this is something that Prescott does often, is that pick six is when he throws pick sixes.
Always on that side.
Yeah.
It's always to his right. It's always in the flat. I don't know what it is. It's like he double clutches. He double clutches the ball. And luckily, Sauce Gardner, a guy that I'm going to say 9 out of 10 times picks that ball off and scores on you. I'm just glad that one time.
It didn't happen.
Didn't happen today.
Didn't happen today.
Didn't happen today.
Kilo C says EJ Savage was in the house. EJ Savage, Boys in the Zone, says 2-0.
Love it.
For the Dallas Cowboys. And Big Daddy 88 says, what up, fellas? How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Man, and, what a game. What a game.
And our boy Jenkins Gaming says, next four games, Cardinals, Patriots, 49ers, and Chargers. We start with 7-0.
It's doable. It is doable. This is crazy. Okay, so I was kind of thinking, and this I'm skipping ahead just because of that.
Hey, think about it, bro.
Well, I'm skipping ahead just because of that comment. I'm skipping to next week thinking about the Cardinals, obviously, because I'm on to next week already. But I was thinking about the Cardinals. I was like, man, it's kind of shitty. They're going to be this shit-ass team that we're just going to steamroll. They look decent against the Giants today. They're not pushovers. They're a team that could put up a fight. But before we even jump into this, we got to talk to you guys about today.
Yeah. And you know, we will look forward on the Wednesday main event podcast. We will be all up in that Cardinals dissection.
And we'll be all up in that bird nest.
We're going to be all up in that bird nest, just fucking ruffling feathers. But yeah, tonight, let's go through the stats, okay? I'm going to read them off.
Would you say the stats tell a story?
I think the stats do tell a story, although not the whole story. And we're going to fill those holes.
We're going to fill those holes.
Shit, so, them boys is having the time of their lives.
So we got Zach Wilson starting off, and I'm going to read their running stats as well for these QBs. Zach Wilson, 12 for 27, 170 yards, a touchdown, and 3 interceptions. Eesh. Only 3 sacks for 19 yards, but he also ran 5 times for 36 yards, and that was pretty much contained all in one play, actually, or all in one kind of two kind of back-to-back plays, if memory serves me correct.
Well, his rushing yards were, right? But
yes.
You look at his passing story and touchdown.
Yeah.
And his one, like his yards and the touchdown were basically one play.
That was a big one.
That Garrett Wilson. Because if you look at Garrett Wilson, he only had 2 receptions for 83 yards and 1 touchdown. The long is 68.
Yeah.
So you take that one catch away, and now Zach Wilson's at 102 yards.
Yeah.
0 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
Poopy game.
Not a good game. And that's kind of the game that we all thought. We all thought was going to happen. We expected it, but we were preached at. We were preached at by the national media that the Cowboys offense isn't good and the New York Giants defense is amazing. I didn't buy in. I honestly thought we were going to beat them more than 30-10, but it still feels very, very good.
Well, let's look at, did you have something?
Yeah, I was just going to say it's sad because of, tweak it, baby, tweak it. It's sad because you're going to hear things like, oh, if Aaron Rodgers was on this team,
fuck
the Cowboys
Aaron Rodgers.
Had a different, it would have been a different story.
Next year.
This and that.
This is the NFL. If you have a quarterback who's playing, they're good enough to play in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
I will say this, that Zach Wilson impressed me more than I thought he would.
And I think
his
three interceptions, I think two of them came in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was throwing bad passes. I think.
He didn't feel shitty the whole game.
No.
His stat, you look at this, you're like, well, yeah, that guy's going to lose for sure.
Well,
yeah.
But it didn't
feel that way the whole game.
And I don't know what the rest of the Jets season looks like, but you look at Zach Wilson, he's not going to be going up against Cowboys defense. So it's like, you know what? Shake it off. You got a long season for yourself. You have great weapons. You have a solid defensive team. I definitely think that they're going to see some postseason action. So the Jets aren't done and out, but guess what? They're just one of the check marks off of them Cowboys.
It's shitty for them because they play in a very competitive division. They have the Dolphins and the Bills in their division and the Patriots. Like, that's probably actually one of the most competitive. The AFC and NFC East,
yes,
both divisions are so competitive that if these Jets are in any other division, they could probably make it at least to a wild card based on their defense and running backs.
Yeah, and I don't want to spend another fucking minute talking about the New York Jets. Let's get in to the Dallas Cowboys. We got
our Cowboys, baby.
Now, Dak Prescott was on pace for 52 passes at halftime or something like that. Finished with 31, 38, 255, and 2. And only one sack for 7 yards. That stat line, I could live with all season.
That's so juicy. That is a juicy fucking stat line. I'll bite into that daily, man. 31 for 38, I was saying at halftime when he had 26 passing attempts. That's too many. That's 26 and a half is too many. 52 overall in a game is a lot of passing attempts for your quarterback, especially when you have a lead. Obviously, Mike McCarthy and the Texas Coast offense decided to dial it down on the passing and get a little bit more carries. You see Tony Pollard, 25 carries. Mm-hmm. Love it. So the Dak Prescott stat line of 31-38, 255, 2 touchdowns, 1 sack for 7, that's beautiful. And the best part about this, in 2 games, we've given up 1 sack for 7 yards.
That's right. And also, keep in mind, though, yes, we did pass 26 times, but the running back, I think we had like 17 rushing attempts as well. So it wasn't like a complete abandonment. That was on pace for 32, and we actually finished with 44 rushing attempts. So you can't really be mad when you look at how many downs the Cowboys actually played, and that's why Dak had thrown so much, because they just were on the field so often.
Yeah, in the first half, it was 20 minutes to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a lot of passing attempts, yeah, because we had just as many. And that's, you're right. You have to look up the rushing attempts in conjunction with the passing attempts.
Yeah, and Dak also, 6 carries, 14 yards, although he lost yards on every other play because his longest was that first run of 15 yards with his big floppy feet, and he got peppered in he almost got flipped over, but good run.
You know what my biggest takeaway from looking at these stats right now? We talked about it. We talked about how good the New York Jets running back room was.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at their running back room right now. Zach Wilson was their leading rusher. You look at Dalvin Cook and you look at Breece Hall. They had a total of 8 attempts together, Hall and Cooks, and they had a total of 16 yards.
And
2 yards per average carry.
And here's the odd thing about it. We didn't really, and possibly we can look it up, but we didn't really necessarily notice Mozzie Smith out there that much. So it's like, oh, we're bringing Mozzie Smith on to help shore up the run game. But he was, like, it's not like Mozzie Smith was making a big factor out there. It's just the fact that the Cowboys' run stoppage was a lot better this year than they have been previous years. And we've said it before, when we go up against these teams that have like premier backs, we do a fairly good job at containing them. And case in point today, Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook were almost non-existent.
They were non-existent. And that could be attributed to us getting up early, but I feel like they kind of missed a chance. I'm scared for the first team that actually goes, okay, I don't care what the score is. I'm giving our running back, our all-pro running back, 25 carries, no matter what. You know, we haven't seen that. We saw the Giants go away from Saquon Barkley, and now we've seen the Jets go away from Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook. Who's going to be the first team that we see that they're like, no, we're going to stick to the run. We're going to give, like, Tony Pollard, 25 carries for 72 yards. He ain't breaking the bank with those yards, but they just stuck to it.
Yeah, and I like it because a lot of those yards, if we look at Tony Pollard's game, and you got to watch the game sometimes to really understand how those yards are done. A lot of his play was just like setting up and just keeping the ball moving, a first down for 2 yards or whatever, but never a loss, it felt like, anyways. There was a couple, obviously, some red zone losses there. But when we needed to just have a play to move the ball, TP can do that, and that's what we're looking for. Obviously, would have loved to see him breach 100 yards today, especially with 25 carries. But look, fact of the matter is, you look at those numbers, out of the 44 total carries, and you minus Dak's 6, so there's 38 running back carries there. TP got 25. He's the lead back.
Yep.
I don't think they're slowing down on him. And his style of running was management.
He brought his lunch pail to work today, yeah, fellas. TP 20, there was no easy runs today.
No.
Every single yard was, and that was the thing, but when we had Zeke around and still Tony Pollard, it was like, well, Tony Pollard can't run between the tackles. He showed today, if anyone was ever doubting him running between the tackles, that's, I think, where his best runs were today, were between the tackles.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, nothing really to even talk about on the New York rushing, except for Wilson had a really good down, I guess. It was one drive where he picked up, I think, the majority of those yards.
16 yards,
yeah. Yeah, so.
We were nervous going into halftime a little bit.
Yeah.
We were feeling a little bit nervous. Like, I wasn't super comfortable going into halftime. I think we were only up by 8 at the time.
Yes, because when they score, we were talking about it, and we didn't want them to score a touchdown because they got the ball back right after halftime, and I felt like that momentum might carry them in. Luckily, Cowboys shut them down pretty much after that.
Shut them out. Yep. They didn't score a single point in the second half.
Yeah, exactly.
Who won $450, though?
Well, we'll get to that. I was going to say, we'll go through the stats.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
We'll go through the stats. I feel like this. We go through the stats, then we do our crack and player of the game with our nice soundbite. Then we talk about our betting. Then we talk about our bold predictions. Then we talk about our score predictions.
All right.
Ad loves winning. Canfan Bucks. Those are worth
Canfan Bucks are priceless.
They're priceless. Literally priceless.
So let's just look at what New York did. Not a lot of quality receptions. Garrett Wilson had that huge catch and run for 68 yards and a tutty. Otherwise, just caught one other pass for, I don't know, 15 or so yards, it looks like. But Tyler Conklin came in. He was basically the kind of Band-Aid for Wilson all night. 50 yards, so he was moving the ball. But other than that, you look down the rest of this list.
Just junk.
And now you look over to the other side. We look at Dallas Cowboys. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, 11 receptions.
The night with the pack of 88s out, son.
And we were worried.
You guys, we were worried. We switched jerseys. We didn't go with the jerseys from week one, but you guys rocked. You donned the white 88s, the pack of 88s, and CeeDee Lamb said, hey, I got you.
Yeah, no touchdown, but the man played great, and I think he had 102 yards at halftime. So he was on pace for over 200 yards, slowed down a little bit. But again, Cowboys also shifted their offense in that they weren't taking any chances. They were kicking field goals when they basically were kind of, I wouldn't say giving up, but like were willing to not get any more yards to just kick a field goal if they needed to, eat up the clock. That was kind of like the second half.
Guys, one thing I'll look at here, looking at the Dallas receiving, Michael Gallup, one catch, 3 yards.
Not good.
It's...
Again, this is a game where Gallup should have showed up. Unfortunately, Tolbert overshined him. I love Gallup, but I do think that they probably could have let him go. Shouldn't have signed him.
They locked him in, though, but they locked him in. Actually, they locked him in after he got hurt.
Yeah.
I agree. So yeah. You want to hear or you want to see anomaly?
Anomaly. Yeah.
Look at Schoonmaker. One's down the board.
I know.
One reception, 1 yard, one touchdown, one long, one target.
That's good.
And that's amazing. Hey, he only got the one.
It's a schooner.
But you'll,
it's not a schooner. It's a sailboat.
Where is a sailboat, stupid head?
You'll never see that ever again. 1-1-1-1-1. One reception. 1 yard, one touchdown, one long, one target.
Hey, that's 5 points on the old fantasy or whatever.
I also see that as 100. He did everything he had to, 100%.
Hundo P, baby.
That's 100%.
What's up, CanFanomaniacs? And thank you for listening to this episode of the Cowboys CanFan Podcast. But if you're only listening, you're just getting half of all the gold. Come check us out on YouTube every Wednesday and Sunday. YouTube.com/@CowboysCanFan or just search Cowboys CanFan on YouTube or Google or go to CowboysCanFan.com. You will find us every Wednesday and Sunday. We hope to see you there. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Again, though, you look at it, we did not, like, Tony Pollard was the second most targeted receiver besides CeeDee Lamb. Are you comfortable with that, guys?
No. I don't like our tight end, or how we were scared about our tight end receptions.
Ferguson did get a touchdown.
Yeah, he did. We had two touchdowns from our tight ends, but for a total of four catches for 12 yards. Granted, guys, again, we're not going to really know much until I'd say about week four. Week four is our next time we play a decent opponent. I don't think Arizona's another competition. I don't. Well, I'm betting $600 on the Cowboys next week against Arizona. The season starts week four against the New England Patriots and then rolls into week five against the San Fran 49ers.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. EJ Savage is saying, I need the lines open. EJ, I'm going to send you an invite right now really quick.
Can that... I think
the biggest problem I have with today is the fact that CeeDee Lamb didn't see the end zone. It would have been nice with that type of production that he had to get him that tutty.
Guys, I'm looking at the Dallas defense here right now, and I see Micah Parsons' name creeping up here. And my vote was going to be for CeeDee Lamb as the Kraken player of the game, but then I look at Micah Parsons, two sacks and three TFLs.
Wow.
That's five negative plays for a defensive end. Ooh, that makes it tough. That's one sack and three TFLs is a good game for a defensive end.
You're right.
Two sacks and three TFLs, that's... And a fumble, and he forced a fumble and recovered a fumble.
Well, while we go through this defensive breakdown, I want to throw that out to chat here. If you had to choose between the Kraken player of the game being CeeDee Lamb, 143 yards, 11 receptions, no tutties, or Micah Parsons, four total sacks, all solos with
total tackles,
all solos with two sacks and three TFLs
and a fumble, forced fumble, and fumble recovery, which they don't have.
Yes,
that's a fucking stat line. That's hard. I think you
just swayed me right there, but I just want to throw it out to chat. Still,
that Micah Parsons. Man,
I think that's Kraken.
I think that's Kraken player of the game. Until I saw that his two sacks, three TFLs, I was full on CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb with a touchdown probably sways me to CD, but goddamn, yes, Micah was eaten. The linebacker was eaten.
No, if CeeDee got a touchdown, 100%, but I think we got to give credit where credit's
due. Will be interesting.
Jeffrey Hoover saying Micah Parsons, Kraken player of the game.
Will be interesting. I'm still going to throw it up in chat, throw it up on the IG tomorrow just to see. But I think I know where I'm leaning towards right now.
So we'll wait just before we leave. We'll run the Kraken player of the game,
ladies and gentlemen.
Not yet though.
Well, we can roll it now. I mean,
just do it now.
We're kind of
don't tease. Just play it,
ladies and gentlemen. Cowboys Can Fan brings to you your Kraken player of the game.
Kraken, if you got him.
That wasn't the right one either. You had changed it so that the first, it had like the pump-up song. You had it where it was like, boom, boom,
hang on,
boom.
I got it right here.
AJ has it. Play the real one, AJ.
Your Kraken player of the game.
Kraken if you got him.
Adds hobo version over there.
I know, but I mean, we ran it, and we're not going to be able to clip it anyways.
Adds hobo version.
We don't even have the graphic.
We don't need a. What do you run? What? What do you mean?
I'm just saying it would have been nice to have a graphic come sliding.
Have you never edited a video in your life?
No, never, never, never.
My goodness.
Do when you go to edit, does stuff just disappear off your screen?
Always.
Too soon.
Okay, we're going to lead out with Ad. Ad, you're Kraken player of the game. Who do you got? Because I think AJ and I already swayed a little bit. Are you tilting
somewhere?
With
us or without?
No, I mean, it's 2v3 anyways on the Kraken player of the game.
It's true.
Even if I
you don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm saying. You might sway me. Sway me then.
Oh, I thought you guys both said
well, but you're going, no, we haven't, you're starting this off.
We're going to do it right now.
Okay.
Convince us.
What do you want to see?
Had CeeDee Lamb gotten that tutty, it would have been a clear shot, fucking Kraken player of the game. I think 11 receptions, 143 yards. His longest fucking receiving yard was 31 yards.
So he still put up a lot of yards on average.
Very big workhorse, but Micah Parsons, four sacks, four TFLs.
No, four total tackles.
Four total tackles, two sacks, two TFLs, and a fumble.
Three TFLs.
Guess what? I don't have him here, so I'm just fucking rolling with it.
4 solo tackles, 2 sacks, and 3 TFLs.
One of the tackles is a forced fumble with a fumble recovery.
Here's the thing. Every single time you look at Micah Parsons when he's on the defense and he's causing mayhem out there. So I'm going to give it to Micah Parsons. Crack and player of the game.
I feel like it's such an easy thing to give it to Micah because he's always so good, but his stat line spoke for itself. Even going in, 1 sack, even 1 sack, 1 tackle for a loss, an important forced fumble and fumble recovery, that's almost good enough for a defensive player to get crack and player of the game.
Okay,
he almost doubled it on everything.
Okay, yeah. so that was me saying Micah and said Micah.
I'm going to go Micah, man.
We're all saying Micah.
I think Micah was the... I don't know how you don't call Micah.
Okay, so Mike Fitzgerald.
Very close CeeDee Lamb, though. Very, 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 very close.
Mike Fitzgerald in the chat says, poor Micah, but CeeDee Lamb gets game ball. And then Kahuna says, personally, I got to go CeeDee for being so reliable in the air game, but that's no disrespect to Micah. CeeDee was our passing offense, whereas our defense had players that made plays all over the field.
I think it's one of the – I almost think you could go both. I think you could go crack him 1A and 1B, but just Micah's stats, you just don't see that very often.
And that's a young Micah Parsons right there.
That's Micah. Little does he know that he's about to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys CanFan brings to you your Crack'em Player of the Game.
Oh!
Crack'em if you got him!
Micah Parsons.
Are we getting EJ on, or is he?
Well, I sent it to him, but... It is what it is, you know?
It is what it is. But, hey, again, look, guys, there's really not much to break down on this game. We saw what we wanted to see. The only thing, I guess, is a little bit of a concern, is it or is it not, Stephon Gilmore with 2 flags, 2 pass interference calls. Was that his fault, or do you like to see him play that way?
I don't know. 10 points allowed in 2 games. This defense is legit. You could if we're trying to find negatives, because you can always find a negative.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm fishing.
If you're fishing, obviously you don't want to see these pass interference. One of them I don't even think was.
Yeah.
The second one didn't seem like it should have been. It was kind of a weak call. But actually, I'll say this as far as refereeing and flags. It seems like the refs compared. We're used to like our over-under for Cowboys flags being 10.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been nice kind of. To not just see a flag every second play. I thought at one point you were like, or maybe it was Riker that was saying there was a flag every play. What? One of you guys was bitching about the flags.
It wasn't me.
Do you think that it's just a more discipline? These guys are all a little bit older now, and they're just getting a little bit better at their craft. Or is it just the refs maybe... dialing it back a little on some calls.
Well, Anthony Brown was a guy on our team the last couple of years who was promiscuous for getting pass interference calls. He's not there anymore, right? So he definitely shaved off a bunch with him. As far as the offensive line, didn't have very many offensive line penalties. Guys, speaking of the offensive line.
Smith had one,
which isn't uncalled for him. He's a handsy guy. But injury, Zach Martin. Little bit of a scare.
Can we take a look and see if there's anything up with Zach Martin?
He finished the game.
Just because he finished the game doesn't mean he's going to have some sort of post-game injury.
I don't think we're going to get much right now, but I'm not concerned
with
it.
But if they finish the game, you're kind of thinking that someone looked at it and said, no, you're still good to go in enough. It's not a player's decision. They take him out and they look at it, and if he can pass certain things with his foot... They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, you want to go back out there, but you hurt your ankle? Yeah, just go out there because you feel good.
And
they're always going to test him.
Yeah, and Bleacher Reports has Zach Martin's fine, quote-unquote.
The gob.
Oh, look at your Sports Illustrated comment says, I'll be all right, Cowboys. Zach Martin injured in blowout versus the Jets.
That's Zach Martin. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Our boy
Big heavy boy.
Here's a good question for both of you. Kilo C says, we need to work on our red zone offense.
Agreed.
That was one of the biggest concerns.
Could have been a bigger blowout than it already was.
Guys, something like 71.4%. Cowboys were number 1 red zone offense last year. Now, not a fair comparison because we don't have we don't have vanilla pudding, okay? We got Whataburger calling the plays up there.
I would, by the way, I would eat Whataburger over vanilla pudding any day.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Hondo P.
100%.
Anyone from Texas is agreeing there.
Yeah. So I'm not discrediting what Kilo says, but I think it's just like it's a today's red zone. Hard to say because they didn't really ever need to push for the touchdown, and I felt that they were playing pretty fucking safe in the red zone.
And we're playing against a top five defense.
Yeah. And so they.
That is a great deal. Yeah, they have a solid D line.
The Cowboys probably. Out of so they scored four kicking points. So
five field goals.
Another
guy that could have maybe been a sub cracker player of the game. Five for five on field goals.
And that's a 54 whatever yarder. He played well. But in the third and fourth, we had only scored kicking points.
Yep.
Okay. So had we been maybe closer in contention, one or two of those could have been more. They might have pushed for a touchdown. There was no need to, right? It was just about putting points on the board.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think, though, had we had maybe a stronger red zone or some of those, like, 3-1, not 3-1s, but, like, when we're, like, 2-3 yards away from that first down, and we struggled with our run, or we kind of
is that in the red zone though, or the
red
offense?
Red zone.
I
think Ad's talking the full field.
Red zone for sure, but the full field. I felt like we struggled a lot more this year than previous years when
Where's Zeke at?
Yeah, exactly. Where's Zeke at?
Where's our guy Lepke at? 30-10 though against I don't know. I'm happy.
Any last thoughts?
Yeah.
We got a couple things we got to jump in here first. We got the CanFan Buckaroos.
Oh, yeah.
We got to dive into your guys' CanFan Buckaroos. So prior to this game, we gave the Bandwagon Boys $1,000 of fake CanFan dollars, and we told them to bet on this game. We gave them the lines from DraftKings.com to pick either point spread, money line, or over under. And, well, you guys lead out with what you did.
Well, okay. I'm going to say I went a little easy, and I just took the points total.
Pussy! Which was 38. Over-under.
Over. I took over 38 or 37.5. Obviously, the Cowboys and Jets scored 40. I made $83. Now, Adam went a lot bigger.
I was wildcatting out there, baby. I was wildcatting out there. I took the spread. It was a 9.5 spread.
For Cowboys?
For the
Cowboys. -9.5 for the Cowboys.
Yeah. Holy fuck, don't get so particular.
Well, you have to, because 9.5, is it +9.5 or minus? Yeah. That makes a big fucking difference, Capone.
I just figured everybody fucking thought we were already talking about that there, okay? But regardless, guess what? Guess who made the bet? I did. And I threw down 500 CanFan bucks, and I'm sitting at a pretty 14.54.
Don't you wish you actually would have bet that?
Oh yeah, no.
But let's go away.
Once we get to the end of the season,
let's go away from CanFan dollars and let's talk about real money.
Real Canadian money sometimes people would say that real Canadian money is kind of like CanFan.
You know what though? This CanFan Canadian money is going to get me my ticket to the Super Bowl. So
let's go
for back to back weeks. I'm getting rid of the stigma that every time I bet on the Cowboys they lose. I'm 2-0 right now betting on the Cowboys, and I'm totally in a grand total of 600 buckaroos off $50, son. So let's keep this shit rolling. I'm feeling good about my bet. I just went money line. The point spread kind of scared me. I just went full on. I bet $490 on the Cowboys to win. They did. Let's go.
I might bet $1,000 next game of real money.
Well, it's
against the Cardinals. This is the thing.
The way I'm fucking going with my CanFan bucks here, I might fucking go real
money.
He
went one time on CanFan bucks.
Look.
And he wants to put a $1,000 bullet in the chamber.
Well, the last thing I want to do is have to fucking spend my own money for the Super Bowl when we get to the Super Bowl. And I have to be like, I'm here for free.
No, then he's buying drinks.
Hey, man, it took me 2 years to realize that if I just bet, if they went 12-5 the last 2 years, if I would have bet on them every single game, I'm winning 12 times out of 17. Yeah. That's a no-brainer, right?
And we got two words for you.
So I'm going to do that for the rest of the year. Next week's a guaranteed win in my books.
Well, we're going to save all of our predictions for the Wednesday night main event where we do our betting, where me and Adam will be able to take our earnings, our winnings here, and put them to the test. All paper money and all for a bottle of...
It's real for me.
Though. Second high-quality gin.
So final thoughts. Let's jump final thoughts.
Final thoughts, man. I'm super stoked. I'm happy. Definitely the offense showed up to play today better than they did week one. And, I mean, no complaints. Let's move on to week three. I'm ready for it. I'm stoked about it.
Against those dirty birds.
Dirty birds. Ad?
Yeah, I mean, I'm...
Come on, speak.
Okay, I'm going to jump in. My final thoughts will add. Ad can sit over there and chat GPT what he's trying to say. No, go for it. I'm muted. You're going to mute a crack him? Crack him.
Never. I will never mute that. I think that I am absolutely ready for the Cardinals. I mean, like Ant said, week five is our true first season game. The test for the Cowboys. Yeah, jacked up about today's game. I think the boys showed up. I think it showed that we have, against a secondary like the Jets, Jets weren't supposed to be a walk in the park. So Dak Prescott, the offense, showed really really balanced approach, and our defense lived up to the task. So I'm really... Yeah, the only thing I'm disappointed about is CeeDee Lamb didn't get a touchdown, that's all.
143 yards, 11 catches for CeeDee Lamb. I'll take that. I don't even have a final thought. I expected this. I honestly thought we were going to beat them by more. Am I happy we won 30-10? Yes, I am. But next week.
Puke for me.
We got the Arizona Cardinals. Is it at home or away?
Puke for me.
Home or away?
Keep talking.
I need to know. We at home or away next week? That's going to make a difference. Away, I think. I think we're away.
We
are away. So next week, we travel to the desert against the Arizona Cardinals, who had a very, very close matchup with the New York Giants. All I got to say, guys, is... We're the Kings of New York. The Dallas Cowboys are the Kings of New York. I'm not scared of anyone. I think we can beat anyone. That's my final thought. For the bandwagon boys over there, sitting over there with the pack of 88s, they willed CeeDee Lamb to that 143-yard performance. Me sitting over here. Sitting over here in that Trevon Diggs salute to service. We'll be back Monday or Wednesday night for the main event.
Woo!
Crack them if you got them.
Crack them if
and
you
if you know someone that's not a Cowboys fan, tell them to go fuck themselves. Let's go. Crack them if you got them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.